Rashi's comments at the opening of Parshas Bahar are among the most famous rabbinic statements of all time. The Torah tells us, V'yedaber Hashem al Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemor. Hashem instructed Moshe at Har Sinai with the following. Deber el b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta alehem, ki savo el ha'aretz asher ani nosein lechem, v'shavt ha'aretz Shabbat l'Hashem. Command the Jewish people about the concept of Shemitah. It is a sabbatical year. You have to let the land lie fallow, etc., etc. And that is the continuation of the Psukim, delineating the details of the mitzvah of Shemitah. And Rashi, here, commenting based on Chazal, wonders, in his famous formulation, Ma inyan Shemitah etzel har Sinai? Or as what we might be familiar with in English, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? Or some other similar cliche or idiom. That is to say, why does the Torah introduce this very specific section dealing with a particular mitzvah of Shemitah with the words Hashem spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai? That sounds like something very, very general or something kind of a meta idea. And then we specifically go into the mitzvah of Shemitah. What is the connection? You could have just started off with the mitzvah of Shemitah. So Rashi responds with the famous teaching that this is coming to teach us the following. Ma Shemitah ne'amru b'klal oseha, Protoseha, Diktukeha, Misinai, just like Shemitah and all of its details and intricacies and finer points were commanded at Sinai, Avkulan, Nemru, Kalotehen, Diktotehen, Misinai. So to all other halachos were also specifically given at Sinai. None of them are given after, before, but specifically all of the Torah, all of the mitzvos derive their authority from Sinai. This is the very famous teaching of Chazal here. Again, made famous, popularized by Rashi, with the well-known phrase and idiom, Ma inyan Shemitah etzel har Sinai. What does one have to do with the other? Why specifically mention Sinai? Rav Moshe Feinstein has a beautiful short piece in his Sefer Darash Moshe, and he suggests that the real upshot, if you will, of this teaching of Rashi and Chazal, the real point that we should take from this, focuses on mitzvos that were given before Matan Torah. In other words, he understands that what Chazal and Rashi are pushing is the notion that even those mitzvos, which the Jewish people had already been commanded, that humanity at large, already from the time of Adam and Noah, humanity at large had already been commanded from before Matan Torah. Nevertheless, going forward, the obligation for all mitzvos, including those mitzvos which had been previously commanded, but now, going forward, all mitzvos derive their authority from the fact that they were given to the Jewish people through Moshe on Har Sinai. In order to highlight and emphasize and underscore this point, Rav Moshe quotes from the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, in which the Rambam in Perches, Halacha Yid Aleph, describes a non-Jew who is not obligated to keep all 613 mitzvos like the Jewish people are, but is commanded in and is rewarded if he follows what's known as the seven Noahide laws, the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. And specifically, the Rambam underscores that it's not enough to simply follow these mitzvos, but rather, if a person wants to do them and achieve the title of Mechaside Umos Olam, to be known among the righteous of the Gentiles, and yet have a chelik in Olam Haba, we know that is a Jewish belief that you do not have to be Jewish in order to merit Olam Haba. Non-Jews as well can merit Olam Haba if they live the moral life as defined as living based on a belief in monotheism and following these seven mitzvos. However, here the Rambam specifically says it's not enough to simply follow those mitzvos, but rather you have to do so based on the fact that you believe that God gave them in the Torah and commanded you as a non-Jew, as a Gentile, to follow them. However, says the Rambam, im osan mipnei hechrei hadas, but if a person just does them because on his own he figures these are logical, these are intuitive, these are moral, these are ethical, that is not considered being among one of the righteous of the Gentiles. It loses its moral and religious weight and significance if a person does it on their own. Rather, it must be done because it is a mitzvah, not for any other reason. So this is an example, says Rav Moshe, of the larger point that he sees being made by Rashi and our Parsha, that the ultimate authority for all mitzvahs comes from the fact that they were given at Sinai. It can't be because you just thought of it on your own. And Rav Moshe continues to say that the basic difference is exactly that. That when it comes to the mitzvos that were given to the Jewish people, or for that matter, to humanity on a whole, before Sinai, those were based on logic. But logic, says Rav Moshe, is not going to be binding forever. After all, says Rav Moshe, we know that there was the famous Yeshivas Shem Ve'ever. People from all over the world would come and learn the basic tenets of Judaism, of monotheistic faith, for Shem Ve'ever. Or Avraham and Sarah, we know they converted what seems like thousands, if not millions of people, Nefesh Esher Asu Bacharam. And yet, says Rav Moshe, where did they all go? They all seem to have disappeared. All we have is a legacy of monotheism is the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, of the Jewish people. What happened to those millions of people who were students of Avraham and Sarah but were not their children? What happened to those millions of people who were from the Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever? Says Rav Moshe, because everything that happened in that point in history, everything that happened before Matan Torah, that was all based on logic and human reason. However, as Rav Moshe points out, human reason is such, and what is considered compelling in one generation is not necessarily compelling in a second generation. And that which people think may be logical at one point, but their children or their grandchildren or further generations come and say, that doesn't speak to us. We have better logic. We can think of things that are more compelling. And therefore, they give them up. However, says Rav Moshe, if a person is accepting the mitzvot, not just because he thinks they're logical and they make sense, but specifically because he knows that they are an obligation, and therefore he's duty-bound to uphold and follow the mitzvot, then whether he is compelled by the logic or not, he will still keep them. And that's why it's so important not to be anti-rational, and not that we shouldn't look for and appreciate the reasons for the mitzvot, but we have to realize that our observance of the Torah and mitzvot is not grounded in whether they make sense to us or whether we can make a logical case, but rather in the ultimate authority and command that we were given to keep all these mitzvot at Har Sinai. Rav Moshe then finally makes the point that this larger idea about the centrality of Tzivoy Hashem, we have to fulfill mitzvot because that's what Hashem commanded and focus on the authority, it's of course relevant to all mitzvot, but it's not a coincidence that it was Shemitah that is used as the example par excellence, as the paradigm to teach us this broader lesson. Because says Rav Moshe, Shemitah is a mitzvah where it's obvious that the only reason to follow it is based on the authority of the Torah and the fact that we believe that Hashem commanded, and not based on rationality. Since for all the various theories that are proposed, and there are many proposed by Rishonim for what the Tameh HaMitzvos, what the reasons are for Shemitah, nevertheless, as Rav Moshe, there's no rationale, no logic thing we can use that would really compel a person logically to simply not work for a year. What logic could be used to compel a person for all the work he did in the sixth year and the produce that grew on the seventh year to just leave it ownerless, let anyone else take all the work that you put your effort in? It's only because of the Tzivoy Hashem that we do it, and therefore that serves as the right paradigm for this principle for all the mitzvos.